We began last week the Sugya Vestos. I'd like to continue and build further on what we started last week. And the focal point of our discussion today will be the Nod of Yehuda, which we presented very quickly at the end of the Shiur last week. And the Nod of Yehuda is very fundamental. Let's just very quickly review what the Nod of Yehuda is coming to Farenfa. There are theories here in Rishonim, and it's almost theories in the Sugis. We started with Nida Daftes Zion. The Gemara presents a machlokes regarding a woman who passed her Veses. She didn't make a Bedika. And afterwards she was Bodek. Rav says, if Bodko Matzah Tmeya Tmeya, but Tahora Tahora. If from the period of time after her vest until she made a Bedika, she has no reason to assume that she became a Nida, she didn't have any Argosh or Riaz Dam, she made a Bedika and she was Tahora, then she's Tahora. And Shmuel says, no, it makes no difference. Afilu Bodko Matzah Tahora, Nami Tmeya. And here Shmuel formulates the principle of Orach Bismano Bo. The question is, and this is what the Nod of Yehuda spends a lot of time on, does Rav as well accept this principle of Orach Bismano Bo? Rav, after all, says that even though Orach Bismano Bo, if he accepts that principle, nevertheless, she's still assumed to be Tahora, because even though the Veset passed, she checked herself and found herself to be Tahora. This is the sugya which, according to Tosfos and the Rosh here at the beginning of Nida, we paskin like Rav, which means we paskin l'kula that vestos are drabanan. And last week we showed kamen for kamen afkaminis in situations of sveikas. On the other hand, kineged, we have another sugya, and that's a sugya in Masechta Shvuos, and this appears also in Masechta Yevamos. There the Gemara has a halacha of prisha samach leves. The Gemara derives that from a pasuk of Izhartem, which means it's Doraisa Pashtus. And therefore the Rishonim, whether it's the Palei Tosfos, Tosfos Pesachim, we saw Tosfos in the name of Rabbeinu Tam in the Sugyan Yevamos, when a person is Yotzi L'Derech, and it's Samach Levesta, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's no way, no how we could allow Tashmish, because after all, we paskin that Vizhartem teaches me that he has to be Porish, Samach Levesta. Which means that we're talking about an Issa Doraisa. The Rosh also in Masechta Yevamos paskins that there's an Issa of Prisha, a Chiyuv Prisha Doraisa because of the Issa of Izhartem. How do we reconcile that with what we saw in Masechta Nida, where the Balei HaTosfos and the Rosh, they all paskin Vestos through Abana. So Vestos is through Abana, and I don't have to assume that she saw. And if we pass him like Rav, we don't have the principle of Orach Bismano Bo. Therefore, why do we assume that he has to be Porish from her Doraisa at the Shas Vest? The picture became even more complicated when we looked at the Rama, because you turn to the Rama in Perek Dalet, you get the impression, and that's how the Magid Mishnah says it, that the Rama Paskins like all the Rishonim that Vestos are the Rabbana. And therefore, if she passed her Vest and she made a Bedika later on and she finds herself to be Torah, she's Tahora. On the other hand, the Raman Perik Dalit seems to bring down Vizhartem Pashtus as Shenemar, as a Doraisa, that he has to be Parish Samach Leves, Midoraisa. The Magid Mishnah, even in Perik Dalit, is very consistent. He says, no, the Raman doesn't mean it. What does it mean? It doesn't mean it. The Raman says it. How can he not mean it? So here they all quote the Ravid. Where's the Ravid? The Ravid is quoted in the Rashba in Torah Sabayis, and the Ravid Paskins that Vestos Durabonon and the Chiyuv Prisha is also Durabonon. I, the Gemara, in two places in Shas, in Shmuas and Yevamos, derives from a post Vizhartem, is cross Machta Bialmahu. So says the Magid Mishnah in Perek Dalet Mehilchos Yisuribia, the Rama means Asmach the Bialma, and he adopts the Sheet of the Raivit. The whole business, whether it's the case of Avra Vesta Velo Bodka, and then Bodka Nimseis Tahora, we paskin Vestos the Rabbanon, whether it's Prisha Samach Leves, that's also a Chiyuv the Rabbanon, the Ishartem is only an Asmach. Very difficult to push this into the Rama. And not only that, we're still left with all the theorists in the Bali HaTosfos, in the Rosh.
Why is it more difficult in the Rambam than in the Gemara? If someone's saying in the Gemara, the Gemara itself says...
Ein achinam, you're right. It's just as difficult in the Rambam as it is in the Gemara, but usually when the Rambam wants to indicate it to Rabbanon, you know, sometimes the Gemara will quote a pasuk in Takkitz in a Smachta, and you'll see Rishonim that'll say in a Smachta, sometimes the Sugi itself will stop it. But in the Rambam, when there's so many nafkaminas between the Doraisa and the Rabbanon, you know, the Rambam writes that you don't need Torah Sheval Peh, just go straight to the Mishnah Torah, and you'll derive all the conclusions. Well, the conclusion I derive is that it's Doraisa. Says the Magen Mishnah, nay, it's the Rabbanon Islam. So to work through this whole maze, we have the Noda B'Yehuda. And that's how we ended the Shiur last week. I found that it's not just the Noda B'Yehuda, but it's also the Chassam Sofer in two places in the name of his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler. The Chassam Sofer you'll see on the first page that I gave you in Tshuva Kuf Ayin, in Yoredeya. And, which is even more fascinating to me, is a very long presentation of the Chazon Ish's Chidushim on Shulchan Aruch, which, by the way, we don't have, but we have it in the back of the Friedman edition of the Shulchan Aruch. And this you'll find in the Yalkut Mefarshim on page, if you can make a note of it, it's not on your pages, Tuf Reish Tzadi Gimel. And I promise you that if you spend some time going through this Chassam Sofer, you won't regret it. It's really kedai. He relates to so many different sugyas, many of which are outside of our purview, but the main sugyas that are relevant to our sugya today, he has right here. And this was a Kabbalah that he has from Rav Nosson Adler, his Rebbe, and we find it also in the Noda B'Yehuda. They want to be machalik in such a way that we could accept both the halacha of Vestos Derabbanan and the Prisha Samach Levesta Orais. How do we reconcile that? So the answer is as follows. As far as asking the question when she passed her vest, did she see or not see? There we pass in Vestos Derabbanan, she's Becheskas Tahora. And the Chazaka tells me that until we know otherwise, status quo. On the other hand, when we're talking about Samuch Levest or Shas Vesta, now we're not talking about the past, we're not talking about Avar Shas Vesta, we're talking about the Asid, we're talking about the future. And here the Halacha says, and even Rav adopts the opinion of Orach Bezmano Ba, that we have to assume that she's going to see. And since the vest tells me she's going to see, here, says the Noda B'Yehuda, let's take a look at inside. He has a beautiful, beautiful comparison. I recopied the page for you. You'll see it says page 4 at the bottom. He writes, Vehine in the second paragraph, Kvar Noda Ukimta de Rava B'Mesech de Gittin Daf Chav Chesam in base. We have a case of a person who writes a get and sends the get with a shliach. L'shema meis lo chayshina. The shliach is allowed to present the get to the wife, and she's megureshes. Aye, maybe he died in the interim. The answer is shema meis lo chayshina. However, l'shema yomus chayshina. If, on the other hand, you left him in a state where he was sick, and now you want to give the get within a certain period of time, again, the Gemara goes through the various different nuances and differences, then l'shema yomus chayshina. Rashi says why? Because shema mes, you want to know if at the time that the shliach delivers the get, did he die before the get was delivered? That's on the past. On the past, he has a cheskas chai. And the Cheskas Chai says, until we know for sure that he died, we assume he's alive and well. However, l'shema yavus, there Rashi says, we know he's going to die, and therefore if you want to know in the future whether he can deliver the get, long term, the answer is no, because we have to be choshesh that he will die. We know that he's going to die. We all die at some time in the future. Says the Noda B'Yehuda very beautifully. The same thing applies here. Lekach, he says on the fourth line, Bechol shachayshinin shebaregeze yomus. The Gemara says now we want to give the get. We have to worry and concern ourselves that he will die again in the future. Kasher Avra Hashah. But when the hour passed, we assume that Lo Chayshin and Shem Emes on the past. And Me'ata Gamli Gabi Isha Kol Isha Yeshla Cheskas Tahara. Again, please underline those words, because everything comes down to the Cheskas Tahara. Hare Achshav Hi Tahara. Lo Chayshin, and we don't have the worry that yesterday, meaning in the past, Kvar Nitmes, she already became Tomei Betumas Nida. She said Kvar Neged HaChazaka. Chazaka tells me, I don't know otherwise, I assume that she's still Tahora. Aval, however, as far as the future, Shalotira Nida, you're going to tell me in the future she's not going to see herself Dam, Ein Bazeh Chazaka. And he says that's what the Gemara means by Prisha Samach Lefes, based on Chazaka Orach Bizmano. But the Orach Bizmano Ba, he says, is something that even Rav accepts, and it's based on a pasuk in the Chumash, it's the Toraisa Halach, because it's the Shema Yamos. And we know that she's going to see, and therefore we assume that when the vest comes around, she's going to see, and therefore we don't want him to be Baal and Nida, and certainly the Bila will cause her written. Rabosa. This is a gewaldige chiddush, and it answers up so many questions, and of course I should be dancing and we should all be rejoicing about this, but it stirred up quite a bit of opposition and controversy. And I want to call your attention to two of the achronim who stood up and were korea tagar against this, no, the Behud against this, Rav Nosson Adler. And they are the Aruch HaShulchan on the one hand, and the Chochmas Adam in his super commentary called the Binas Adam on the other hand. I'd like to present, first of all, Isofenik, as we say, you know, outside the text, what I think maybe they're presenting. And then, perhaps, to focus and highlight on a few of the words inside the Aruch HaShulchan, which is a long Arichus, and the Binas Adam. But before doing so, I want to just point out the following. I found something fascinating in the Berek HaBayis of the Ra'ah, that basically the chilik of the No Debi Yehuda without all the pilpul is in the Ra'ah already. And if you have the Berek HaBayis, which you'll see on the new pages that I gave out today, on page, I think it's page 3, is it not? Okay. Again, it's a long Berek HaBayis to the Ra'ah. We'll come back to it. We'll see why he's arguing on the Mishmeres HaBayis and the of the Rashba in just a minute. The Torah HaBayis. But if you look about 15 lines up before the end of the paragraph, he says the following: Ulamanti Omar Vestel Stirabbanon Iser Ona Zu Shalifnei Vesta Dirabbanon. First, he wants to say that the Iser of Prisha Samach Levest is only Dirabbanon. But then he goes ahead and he says, Ukra Asoi Leiser Ha'ona Shali Acher Vesta, the Afal Gav de Lo Chazoi, he says, that is Doraisa. Unbelievable. He makes the following distinction. He says that even though we paskin, like the Sugya Nida Tesayim, like Rav, that Vestos is Drabbana, nevertheless, we accept the conclusion of the Sugya in Shvuas, that Vizhartem is a Drasha Gmura Doraisa, and Prisha is Doraisa. But he says that's only when Prisha Li Achar Sha'ovra Vesta. In other words, if let's say Har Veset was B'chatzos Lila, again, we'll get back to this case in a minute, then to be poreish during the beginning of the Lila, that's only Dirabbanan, because Vestos are Dirabbanan. But he says, from Chatzos Lila and onwards, during the entire course of the night, which is called one Ona, that's already Doraisa. And that's derived from the Pasuk Vizhart.
It also says, like, a few minutes before the exact time, and
right. The Shach, by the way, quotes in Arzurua that the entire Ona is Doraisa. From the beginning of the night. Okay.
What brings also the Ra'ah that says exactly the Rashba?
Not the way it says it here?
No, the way it says it
here. So it means that from the Shas Vesta, or if the Ritva says even a few minutes before the Shas Vesta, again, I don't understand this Ritva, because I didn't see it.
Some of them are the Gemara. Some of them are the Gemara inside of revision.
Right, but what's the logic of it? I don't know. That's called Zmano. Somehow a few minutes before is also called Zmano. Okay, I don't know. Give me a little time, Gamaliel, to get to it. But one thing is clear. That's how I wanted to quote it. The way out of line here. Mamish to be makdim as some uchar, because the Ra'ah already is being machalik between what went on before and what went on after. Let's say if the ona is, for argument's sake, 12 hours, meaning that shkia is at 6 or tseis at 6, and then daybreak is 6. Then if her Shas Vest is at 12 midnight at Chatzos, he splits it up in this way. As far as the first half of the owner is concerned, that's all Durabanon, because we pass Kivestos Durabanon. But as far as the second half of the owner, from Chatzos until daybreak, the rest, the balance of the Laila, that's the Oraisa derived from the Pasuk Mishak. Again, I'm not telling you to identify the Ra'ah with the Nod Yehuda. But what I am saying is that the Iker Chilik between what happened before and what we have to anticipate is going to happen in the future, the Asid, that what happened in the past, in the before, is the Rabbanon, and what happens in the future is the Oraisa, based on his heart, and that Chiluk itself, you find already in Rishonim, you find it in the Rav. Okay, fine. What is it that bothers the Achronim about the Chassam Sofer, about the Rav Nosson Adler, and about the Nod of Yehuda? So I want to present two arguments to you, and then I'd like to combine them and make it into a Mimonafshah. If we understand, and let me get myself organized. If we understand that the Yisod HaYisodos of the Nod of Yehuda is a hisnagdus, a conflict between two chazakos. Again, the Nod of Yehuda wants to assume that even la'aloch v'eslos d'rabbanan koin to Rav, we accept orach b'zman uba as a chazaka. Nor for us, we have a cheskas tahar. So the premise that underlies the Nod of Yehuda is that we have to sort of weave our way around this conflict. And how are we going to reconcile this conflict? We're going to say that the Cheskas Tara tells me Lisha Avar, but on the other hand, we know that Orach Bismanabo she's going to see in the future, and therefore, as far as the future is concerned, we have to assume she's going to see, and Prisha is Dorais. The classical case, I believe, in Shas, and Shimi, you'll correct me on this because you're a Shev Shmaitza guy, of two chazakos that contradict one against the other would be the sugi at the beginning of Nida. A man jumps into a mikvah. We check the mikvah before he went in, and at some point we determine that the mikvah was mole. Correct? It was a reliable kosher mikvah. Then we check the mikvah after he comes out, after the Tovel comes out, and we find it to be chasim. What do we assume about the moment in which he jumps into the mikvah? Do we go bustle the original chazaka, or do we say, no, hare nimdad v'nimtza chasil fanecha? So the Gemara says that we postulate a cheskas tuma of the gavra against the cheskas kashrus of the mikvah. Correct? So on the one hand, the mikvah is b'chazaka b'cheskas k'shera. On the other hand, his chazaka, when we run into the mikvah, is that he's a tamei. And when we put this all together, we're going to be machriya with the other chazaka called the chazaka dehasht. Fine. That is a case where two chazakas contradict one and the other. That is not really the case of the Nod of Yehuda. We are not setting up one chazak against another chazak. When you set up two chazakas, is one chazak is on the mikvah, the other chazak is on the tovel who jumps into the mikvah. Those are two separate chazakas. Here, however, what we have is two chazakas, both of which are addressing the same point, Namely, did she see or did she not see? One chazaka tells me that she has a cheskes tara, and the other chazaka tells me orach bizmanoba, that she's going to see. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, that's not a stira, that's not a hisnagdus or his kachashus of a kasha between one chazak against the other chazak. It's true. We have an assumption that, as long as we don't know otherwise, that she's tahara, that she's tahara. But on the other hand, the cheskes orach bismanobah, if you accept it, and that's what Shmuel argues, tells me that she's going to see. Both chazakas are addressing the same exact point. It's not one chazaka pitted up against another chazaka. That's question number one. But I think the Binas Adam or the Chai Adam has a totally different question. What he's bothered by is the following. What is this Cheskes Tara? The Cheskes Tara is predicated on the fact that she didn't have Hargosha. Correct? But when you talk about Prisha Samach Levest, what are we telling you? Who cares if she didn't have a hargosha? The fear is that if he has beer with her, with Tashmish, she's going to have a hargosha. Once again, I think we could postulate the following principle of the misnagdim. If you're going to tell me that there's such a thing called a cheskes tahara, and that cheskes tahara has the power to topple any other chazokas until you know for sure, then why should there be a din of Prisha Samach Leves? What are you going to tell me? Orach Bizmanoba? What do you mean Orach Bizmanoba? She has a Cheskes Tara. Ella what? You're going to tell me that the Cheskes Tara is not reliable. Why is the Cheskes Tara not reliable? Because Orach Bizmanoba. No, if that's the case of Orach Bizmanoba, then she should be Tmeya from the time of Havest and on. Who cares whether or not she made a Bedika or she didn't make a Bedika? It's totally irrelevant. Meaning that this Kosav HaShlishi called the Nodav Yehuda is sort of working himself in to a place that doesn't exist. He wants to assume that as far as the past is concerned, we're going to use a Cheskes Tara. As far as the future is concerned, Prisha Samach Leves, we're going to use the Cheskes Orach Bizmanoba. In other words, he wants to operate with a snagdus between these two HaChazokas, and he's going to reconcile them by saying, well, one is Chayshinan Shema Mes, and the other is Chayshinan Shema Yoros. One is on the past, and one is on the future. It doesn't really make any sense. Because these two chazakas are not really battling one against the other. The case of hisnagdus is not relevant to this discussion. So if the cheskes tara is meaningful, then forget about orach bizmanoba. Orach bizmanoba should be totally meaningless. What are you going to tell me that she's going to see? What do you mean she's going to see? Right now she didn't see, so she has a cheskes tara. Why should you assume that she's going to see? Ella what? We know that eventually she's going to see. It's like Shema. Right, Shema Yomus, eventually he's going to die. If you're dealing with Shema Yomus, then why not assume that he's going to die from Shas Vesta, meaning that from the Shas Vesta she's going to see. And then the Aruch HaShulchan throws in a monkey wrench. Take a look, if you will, on page 1 of your Maror Mekomos page. And we'll take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan inside. He says the following. On the fourth line, he asks Awakash. He says, "Vehine levad shekol ikar yisodo, the very yisod of Vestos derabanan, according to Nodav Yehuda, mitam chazaka, because she has a cheskes tara. Kvar birayinu she'ein lo chazaka, that cheskes tara is not a reliable bona fide chazaka. Adarava, he mukzekes leroa b'shas Vesta." And once we reach Shas Vesta, the Cheskes Tara is meaningless. So why are you telling me Vestos Derabanan, and since she didn't make a Bedika, she's assumed to be Tahara, when we know for sure she's going to see, and from Shas Vesta we have a Chazok of Orach Bizmanoba. The Nodav Yehuda makes no sense. You're going to tell me that we're going to be Poresh because she's definitely going to see. No, if you're assuming that she's definitely going to see, from what moment in time do you assume that she's definitely going to see? From Shas Vesta. So let it be Tmei Ami Shas Vesta. What's Vestos Derabanan? But if the Aruch HaShulchan would have stopped here, Okay, he's got a very good argument. But he goes on. And he says the following. He says that this whole chazakah of Orach Bizmanobo, which tells me that she's definitely going to see, and according to the Yehuda, that undermines the Cheskas Tara. He says it's a very weak chazakah. He says, Shema Tireh, she's going to see, Ein Hechrech. I don't know that she's going to see. Ulai, Ye Atzru Damel Legamre. Right, maybe she'll get to the point in her life where she doesn't see any Dhamim anymore. Oh, Tisaber, she'll get pregnant, Shemekvar Ibra. Maybe she's already pregnant, who knows? Vimisulek is Dhamim. V'chein kol kayotzi bazeh. V'ein shum dimyon zelozeh. He says that to equate Chazaka, Orach Bizmanopo, with Cheskas Yomus. Cheskas Yomus means I know he's going to die. I don't know that she's going to see Dam. Very strong argument. Then we have in the Binas Adam, again I apologize that it's a very small print, but that's my copy of the Binas. We should have a better copy here in the Beis Medrash. He adds another point over here. And he says the following. He says that the only way of making sense out of this note of Yehud and justifying the Cheskas Tara is to say that she didn't have Hargosha. And Dam without Hargosha, the more establishes on Daf Nun Zayin, is not Mitam Mitumis Nid. He says the following. But Shema Yomus, meaning Prisha Samach Leves, there you can't argue, well, she didn't have Hargosha. Correct? Because the fact that she didn't have Argosha, that I'll do this argument, is that's only relevant to the past. So the Cheskas Tara tells me that as long as she didn't have Argosha, we assume that she's Tahora. But now she's entering into a relationship of Tashmish. Now we have to assume that she will have Argosha. So I was thinking to myself the following. If we go with the Aruch HaShulchan's argument, that, you know what, the Cheskas Orach Bizmanobo is not really a Cheskas Yomus, because maybe she'll never see. That argument, I think, is very powerful, Lahalacha Lamaisa, because, you know, there's a famous statement of the Chazon Ish that even a woman who has a Vest Kavua probably will not have a Vest Kavua for the rest of her life. Because there's so many variables, which we mentioned in the past, that could change her Vest. You know, the mood that she's in and the anguish that she's suffering or distress and her vest gets completely undermined, that vest is not really a reliable chazak. So tell me, Orach Bizmanobo. What do you mean, Orach Bizmanobo? So that's the Orach HaShulchan's argument. However, if we go with the Binas Adam, and his objection is because of Hargosha, then I wonder, Bizman Hazeh, how we would understand or apply this Binas Adam. Bizman Hazeh, most women, and it's brought down in all the poskim, don't have Hargosha at all. So if you're telling me that the Cheskas Tara of the Nod of Yehuda is predicated on the fact that she didn't have Hargosha, I don't know if Bizman Hazeh you can build too much on this. But anyway, just to summarize, before we go on, the objection to the Nod of Yehuda is a kind of mimanush. If you're telling me that the Cheskas Tara is reliable and that's Vestos the Rabbanon, then the Cheskas Tara should be reliable even in the future. You'll tell me Orach Bizmanobo. Who says that Orach Bizmanobo? If on the other hand you accept the Orach Bizmanobo, then she should be already Tmeir from Shas first. These are some of the arguments that I found. If you take a look at the Binas Adam, he says, Lanias Daiti, Nirali, Ladin, Mukrach, Lekulialma, Zmana Vest Isidoraiso, Velo Nechliku El Alkol Haona, Kigon Shedarko Liris Betchilas Hayom, Obisofa, and here he's really leading us into the Ra'ah about the difference between the first part of the owner in the second part. The also yesh omrim diena eladra bonon aval onus havest gufa dinu tchilas hayomo sofo lo tzarech kral lesser Devadai padamutal l'shamish imatoru l'mandior vessels derabbanon lecha shematire the lomuk minin acheskas taharo. You can't tell me that we should rely on the cheskas taharo. Kishemagias man havest gufa. We know she's going to see hamrinon the lo. Ha the amrinon the lo amrinon chazaka orich bismanuba came in the einkan chazaka. Again, he goes through the same argument that Orach Bizmanova is not a reliable chazak. And then towards the end of the paragraph, he says, "The afal gav de pasak b'shulchan aruch siman kuf pei dalit the afilu below bedika tahora liachar zman vesta hainu mishun de lo regisha afal ech yivol shema targish." He says that we can justify the din d'oraisa prisha because maybe she'll have a hargosha during din. Okay, he goes on and on. Rabosa, what I'd like to turn to now is page 2 of the Marmakos. And here we have the sugya in Shmuz. And let's go through at least some parts of the sugya. The Mishnah on Daf Yidalet Amid Beis Eizu Yimitzus Asei Shebenida. So there's an answer of Hayimishamei Shema Tahora the Omerlo Nitmesi. So during the Tashmish she says Nitmesi Upiresh Miyad Chaya Mipneshi Yitzioso Hanolo Kibioso. Now the Sugya on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis establishes that he's Chayev Shtayim. That in this case he brings two Chatos. Why? Itmar Abay Omar Mishmeder Abchir Chayev Shtayim V'chein Omar Rova etc. Chayev Shtayim Chad Aknisa V'chad Aprisha. So Knisa means while he's inside, I mean she tells him that she's Tmeya, so for that he's Baal Anida, which is an Iser Kare, Thiv Kare is Chayev Achatos, and he's Chayev for the Prisha as well. Why? Because Hanalo Prisha Kibir. That's also considered like a new Maisa Bia, and it generates a Chatos unto itself. So the Gemara says the following. Havi bar Rabba asks the following. B'mai, what's the case? Ilema, if it's a case of Samach Levesta. In other words, why is it that he is considered Chayav Achatos for Ba al Ishto and she turns out to be Tmeya? I mean, that's not Shogig, that's Onus. Where's the element of pshia here, of negligence? So the answer has to be that it's samuch levesta. The Gemara says samuch levesta. Then he's amazed. Ilema b'talmud chacham. He says, oh, okay, I jumped the gun a little bit. Ilema b'talmud chacham. If he's a talmud chacham, is bishleim aknisa l'chayv kasov yecho'a. Even though it's samach levesta, it's still not considered amazing. Why? Because he thinks he can be bol her before she becomes a nida, and he'll pack out before she becomes a nida. Correct? Yecholi livno. Rashi explains what's yecholi livo. Lifrosh kodim shetira. Before she sees dam, he'll be poresh. So therefore, he's not considered amazed, even though he had beer with her b'shas Vesta, because he thinks he can, as we say in Yiddish, chaparai before she becomes Tmeya, and therefore he's not chayv on the Knisa. Says the Gemara, okay, but he's a Talmud Chacham. And if he's a Talmud Chacham, then he knows that he shouldn't have beer with her, he's not allowed to have beer with her, Samuch Levesta, is then, as far as the Yitzia is concerned, I'm sorry, the Prisha, this Gemara calls it, Ela Prisha, Amay l'chayev mezid hu. He's amazed because he knows that there's an iser to be ba'al ishto, to be shamish ishto b'shas vesta. Okay, then the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says the following: Hadar amarav liolam b'samach levesta u'b'talmid chacham b'talmid chacham lezu v'ein talmid chacham lezu. So Rashi explains, what's Talmud Chacham Lezu? V'lo Talmud Chacham Lezu? Klomar, Yodea she Yisrael Musharim Lifrosh Minish Shoseyem Samach Levesta Kin Amrinam V'Vizaharetem Espenei Yisrael Mitumosam V'ein Yodea Shamishtamesh Im HaTohor Rav Yomar Tmea Nitmesi Tzarech Lifrosh B'Aver Mes. Right, he was poresh b'ever chai, and that's why he's chayev for another iser nida bilas nida b'toras prisha. But he doesn't know about it. He thinks that there's no iser on the prisha. He's havile shogeg. He's a double shogeg. A knisa, with regard to knisa, he's a shogeg because kasavar yechol mi livol, and I can come out before she is tmei nida. Aprisha, he's an Omer Mutar. And these are two separate reasons why he's a Shogeg. One for the Knisa, one for the Prisha. And therefore he's Chayv Shtayim. Says the Ra'ah, you see that Prisha, Samach Levest, is Doraisa. Why? Because we're telling you that the reason why he's considered a Shogeg is because even though he thought that he could be Baaleha and he could be Yotze before she's Pirsut Nita, but nevertheless, he violated the Isur of Prisha Samach Levest. Okay, he violated Prisha Levest, but if we paskin, says the Ra'ah, that Vestos Derabanan, then he violated Nisa Derabanan. On a Torah level, he didn't do anything. There was nothing wrong with what he did. It was Heter Gomer to have Tashmish. So why is he considered a shogeg to be chayv chatas? It should be considered an onus. Elof mikan muchach. From here, we have to prove that prisha samach levest is the raisa. Meaning,
why does that help?
Oh, why does that help? Okay, so that's what we want to get. So let's go slowly. Why is that?
Still a different
essay,
right?
Okay. Great. Excellent. Okay. So let's try to present the Rashba and the Ra'ah and see where the machlokus is between the Rashba and the Ra'ah. Okay. The Rashba writes, and you'll have it here in Torah Sabayis, Bayis Zayin Shar Beis, that Prisha Kodem Levest has to be Doraisa from the fact that Yochayv Chatos. Okay? We have Gamliel's Kasha, we'll come back to your Kasha in just a minute. So again, the Rashba's logic is, as we said before, how can he be considered a Shogeg Doraisa, not an Onus, when he was Baaleha, B'Shas Vesta? After all, if the Iser of Prisha Samach Levest is only Drabanan, why would that make him into, on a Doraisa level, a Shogeg who's Chayv Achatos? That's the Rashba's logic. The Ra'ah, in the Berek HaBayis, which is on page 3, he argues against the Rashba based on the Gemara Yevamos. As we saw last week, the Gemara Yevamos on Samach Gimel establishes that Hayotzi L'Derech is Pokedis Ishto. Even the Gemara says B'Shas Vesta, and Rashi understands that means Tashmish. How can you be Matir and Issa Doraisa just because of the mitzvah of Ona and his Yotzi L'Derech? Says the Ra'ah, it must be that Prisha Samach Levest is only the Rabbana. Good. So the Rashi is holding that even if Prisha Samach Levest is the Rabbanon, he's still considered a Shogeg and not an Anus, and he's Chayev a Korban Chatas. Fine. So that we have to understand. Now, to understand the Ra'az presentation, let's start with the basics. The Gemara Nidon Daf Samach Dalid quotes the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that when we say that there's an Iser of Prisha Samach Levest, her vest is established for the entire owner. So, for example, if she sees at Chatzos Laila, then her Iser in terms of Prisha is the entire Laila. Okay, fine. Then we mentioned, as we said before, the Shach has a Chumer based on the Arzuruah, which we're not going to get into today, that even the owner before that, even the day before the Laila, is also us. Okay, fine. So it means that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's something called Shas Ona. Shas Ona is not Shas Vesta. It's not the moment that she sees Dav three times consecutively, but rather it's the entire Ona. Like, I'll give you an example. I mean, just Al Derech HaMashal, the Gemara says in Psachim that the Rabbanon asa the entire Shas Shishis on Erev Pesach, Chometz the Rabbanon, right? So there's something called an entire Shas. So the entire hour. So too we have an ona, which is considered like a shah according to Rabbi Yehuda, and that includes even the period of time before her shas vesta, right? Let's say with Seisak Kocham, whatever it might be, up until Chatzos Laila when she saw, and the period of time subsequent the balance of the night. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda wants to say. Now, if not for the Ra'ah, if before we see the Ra'ah, we could divide up the Ona into three parts. There's Chatzos, and that Dugma that I gave you, where she sees at Chatzos. There's Laila Kodim Chatzos, and Laila Liachar Chatzos. So the Ra'ah takes this to its final conclusion. He really, as we say, takes the ball and he runs with it. He wants to suggest the following. There's a fundamental difference, says the Ra'ah, we'll read it inside of Mitzvah, between Kodim Chatzos, meaning Laila, up until and not including Chatzos, and Chatzos V'Elech, and Chatzos until the end of the life. He says the following. If you hold that Vestos Do'oraisa, according to Shmuel, then he says that the chazakah, the oraisa of orach bizmano ba, tells me that not only do I assume that she will be tmeya b'shas vesta, meaning at chatzos, but it tells me that very chazakah that she'll be tmeya the entire odom, even from chatzos until the end of the life. Then the pasuk, the drasha of Vizhartem, tells me that you have to be poresh even the first half of the Laila, the part of the Laila before Chatzos. And that's how, according to this man, the Yom Rabbi Yehuda arrives at his conclusion that the Prisha is spreads out and incorporates the entire Laila as one indivisible owner. Says the Ra'ah, but if I hold Vestos Dirabbanon, then the Iser will only be B'shas Vestomamish, only at Chatzos Laila, and then the Pasuk V'Zhartem comes to extend the Iser of Prisha Samach Levest to the balance of the day, of the night in this case, to be Kolel the entire life. So again, just to summarize, if I hold Vestos D'Oraisa, then the Veset D'Oraisa includes from Chatzos until the end of the Laila. The Pasuk V'Zhartem is coming therefore to include the beginning of the Laila. And now, the Din of Prisha applies to the entire Ona. If on the other hand I maintain that Vestos D'Rabbanon, then since we don't have Chazakah Orech B'Zmanopo, the only Chazakah that we have is that you'll see B'Shas Vestomamish and Chatzos, And therefore, the pasuk of Hishartem is coming to engender an isur of li'achar chatzos, for the balance of the laila. But the first half of the laila remains outside the parameters of Prisha Samach Leves. So that's what I think the Ra'ah is saying. Oh. So now I want to ask the following question. The Ra'ah makes this svar. I don't understand. He definitely accepts that according to Mani Omar, Vestos the Rabbanon, we have the chazaka of Orech Bezmanopo. And therefore, at Chatzos, there's certainly a clear-cut Chiv Prisha. That is not denied. So in that sense, he's telling us that the reason why the Baal Ishto is Chayev a Chatzos for the Knisa is because it was Samach Levest. Which means if you hold Vestos the Rabbanon, but Bishas Vesta Mamish, we have a chazak of Orech Bezmano Ba, and that makes him into a shogeg, even though he made a calculation that he'll chaperon before she sees, but nevertheless, he shouldn't have gone in at all. He should have had a tashmish at all. And therefore, he's a shogeg. In other words, he's operating with the same logic as the Rashba at this point, namely, that the din of Prisha Samach Levest to engender a Chiyuv Shogeg has got to be a Doraisa. And we have to accept Orech Bezmanopo. No, if that be the case, if Orech Bezmanopo, why does the Ra'ah assume that if I hold Vestos Doraisa, then the entire balance of the owner, even after Chatzos, is Doraisa even without the Pasuk of Yisharetem? That should be true even if I hold Vestos Doraisa. And if, on the other hand, there's no din of Prisha Samach Levest, even Bishas Vesta Doraisa, let's assume that Vestos Drabbanon means the whole din of Prisha Samach Levest is all Drabbanon from beginning to end. So why does Vizhartem as a Doraisa establish that there should be a Chi of Prisha after the Shas Vesta from Chatzos and on? What's the logic here of the Rabb? So I wanted to suggest the following. There are all holds that when you have a chiddush in the Torah, you should always try to minimize the chiddush. Take the least of all the possible chiddushim that you can derive from. The Torah says vizharteh. Let's see how we can minimize that chiddush. Kuliyama lo pligi. Both the Mani Omar Vestos Rabbanon and even the Mani Omar Vestos Doraisa agrees that the Chazaka of Orech Bezmano Ba could not establish an Isur Prisha, Chiyuv Prisha on the first half of the Laila. Why? Because Orech Bezmano Ba means Bezmano. There's no logical reason why I should take the first half of the Laila and include it in this Chiyuv Prisha Doraisa. However, if I hold Vestos Doraisa, then what do we assume? Up until the Shas Vesta, even the first half of the night before Chatzos, well, she has a Cheskas Tara. Let's operate with the Cheskas Tara, the Noda B'Yehuda. And therefore we assume, unless we know otherwise, she never Argosha, that she's Tahora. Fakert, I would even go a step further. The fact that her vest was Vishas Chatzos tells me that Orech Bezman Hoban before Chatzos, that's not Zmano. It tells me the opposite, that she won't see until Chatzos. That's true according to everyone. Oh. But now says the Mani Omer, Vestos Doraisa, Orech Bezman Hoban, well, she didn't see a Chatzos. We know she's going to see. The vest tells me that she's going to see. Therefore, for the rest of that owner, we have to assume that she'll see. That's called Vestos Doraisa. Now comes along the Torah and says Vizharteh. So what chiddush is the Torah telling me? If logically from the Chazak of Orech Bezmano Ba, according to Mani Omer and Vestos Doraisa, I already conclude that the balance of the Laila is Asur and there's a Chiyuv Prisha, then for sure Vizharteh must be teaching us that the entire Ona is one entity of an Ona, and therefore there's a Chiyuv Prisha even before before. So you have two dinim here. You have one din which is engendered by Aruch Bismano Bar, which tells me that she's going to see, and if she didn't see at Chatzos, she'll see after Chatzos. Then there's another din. The Torah says Vizharta, that you should be warned and you should be careful even for the first half of the Lila. And therefore the owner becomes now a full entity that's made up of two different halachas, two different variables. But if I hold Vestos, Durabanan, then, number one, I have the assumption that before Hashas Vest, for sure she won't see. Ella, what? You want to tell me that we should be Machmir from at the time of Shas Vesta? Okay, but Vestos, Durabanan means that we establish Cheskes Tara. The Cheskes Tara tells me if she didn't see, we assume she's still Tahara. And the Cheskes Tara now defeats the Chazaka of Orech Bismanopa. Again, according to the Yehuda, it's Isnagdus. According to the other Achronim, the Orech Shulchan and the Venus Odom, there's no Isnagdus here. But what does Orech Bismanopa tell you? Does it tell you for sure that she's going to see? As the Orech Shulchan argues, maybe she won't see. Or the fact that she didn't have Argosh, according to the Venus Odom, that itself should tell me that she didn't see. So the Shas Vesta passed and she didn't see. Oh, that's called Vestal's Drabon. But at the Shas Vesta, that's when the Torah says Vizhart. From the Shas Vesta and on, the Torah says, you know what? You have to be Poresh for the balance of that life. So let's just see how the Chassam Sofer now summarizes in this long piece here in his Chidushim on Shulchan Aruch three shittas. Shita number one is that of the Ravid and the Rashba. The Ravid and the Rashba hold that Vestos Durabanan. Why? Because Vestos Durabanan, the Vest is not a viable and a reliable Chazakah. As we said over and over again, it's a Chazakah Hasuya Lishtados, and the Vest is going to change. There are many variables and reasons why it'll change, and the Precious Samach Levest is only Durabanan. The Gemara derives it from Vizhartem, it's only in Ismail. Then we have the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, the Sefer Trumas, and the Rosh. They all hold that Veset Durabanan, because against the Veset Durabanan, we have, because against any other assumption, we have the Cheskas Tahara. But Samach Levest is, that's what's called Shema Tireh. The Ra'ah says that now we have a din of his hartem after Havest. So then what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara says here in Shmuz that it's Samach Levesta. The Rashba understands that Samach Levesta means before the Vest. So the Rashba, who wants to assume that we have to reconcile this sugya in Shmuz with the Mandi Omer of Vestos Durabanan, and yet the Gemara says that what makes him into a shogeg and not an ones in the Knesset itself, it's because of Samach Levest. He's a Talmud Chacham and he knows the din of Prisha Samach Levest. Says the Rashba, Samach Levest means the period of time before the Vest. And even though we're reflecting the Shita now, the Vestos Durabanan, the Chiyuv of his Hartem is Chal even before the Vest. Not like the Ra'ah. That's the machlokus between the Rashba and the Ra'ah. And finally we have the Shita of the Ra'ah, in which before the Vest, the first half of the Laila, that's only Durabanan. And the Dindo Raisa of Prisha Samach Levest is Chal from the moment of the Vesta and on, meaning the balance of the light. Now we have Gabriel's Kash, and with this we'll end the shiur. What is the argument of the Rashba? The argument of the Rashba is that there must be a Chiyuv Prisha Dol Raisa based on the Sugyan Shvuas, because otherwise Dura'ah, because otherwise if it's only Durabanan, then how could there be a halacha of shogeg d'oraisa? So what's the answer? It must be, says the Ra'ah, that the chiyuv prisha is d'oraisa. Elo, what? The chiyuv prisha d'oraisa is only b'shas vesta, not before. And then we have vizhartem for the period of time afterwards. Ribbono shel Olam, what is going on here in this svara? It doesn't make any sense. What are you going to tell me? That he became on a Doraisa level a Chiv Chatos. Why is he Chayv Chatos? Because he violated the Isur of Prisha Samach Levest, which means, according to this sheet of Vestas Rabbanan, Vishas Vesta Mamish. What kind of an Isur is that? That whole Isur is derived from Vishartam. Vishartam is not a Chiv Kares. In order to upgrade the Avera here to a from a Drabbanan, it's not enough to upgrade it to a Doraisa. Even if I assume like the Ra'ah, the Prisha Samach Levest is Doraisa, but nevertheless, that's not enough to make him into a Chayav Chatos. In the worst case scenario, he's Chayav for violating an Isur, call it Isur Essay, whatever you want to call it, but not a Chayav Chatos. If a person was Boel, he, you know, Samach Levest, he's not Chayav Kares for that, if she's not a Nida. So how could it be that the violation of the Isur of Prisha Samach Levest would establish a Chiv Kares and a Chiv Chatos for violating an Isur which is certainly not an Isur Nid? So that's the kasha that I want to end with in Shir. Now, for next week, if I can ask you to do me a favor, and if you can take a look at Reb Chaim Brisker. He has a very fascinating chiddush here, which I think will shed a light on this whole discussion, and with that we'll complete this series. It's Perek Dalid Mehilchas Yisurei Bi'alochi Yidbeis, and the Magid Mishnah there, and the Reb Chaim here in the Sefer tries to defend the Magid Mishnah and then ask Akash on the Magid Mishnah. So we'll stop here in the Mitzvah Shem. We'll continue next week.
It's the same as the Isur Nida, but it's not the Isur, there's not Kares.
It's like a Ptur from Kares, but really it's an Isur Nida.
Yeah, but it's the same as, that's like the Kiddush of the Isur Nida.
It's
like a massive Kiddush.
Well, saying is, what you need is that it's not Onus anymore for Shaking, for Chiv Chatos. Once there's an Isur of the Torah, so you can't claim Onus. And it was Shegeg, and Achna was Shegeg, but it was Chayav Chatos.
But for violating a different Isur, that's violating a different Isur.
But can you call it Einus, that you'll be as Neda with Einus? As soon as it's not Einus, it's Chayav Chatos. Shegeg, and Achna.
That's a valid argument.
Yeah.
But I think what the Rashba is arguing, I mean, just to understand the Rashba's kasha, is that I don't understand. First of all, he doesn't understand how it's called Samach Levesta, because he assumes that Samach Levesta means before the Vesta. But even on this level, to prove from here that Prisha is the Raisa, he says, wait a minute, I don't get it. You're telling me that he became a Shogeg. Why is he a Shogeg? Because he violated the Isur Prisha. But violating the Isur Prisha is not enough to make him Chayav Chatos. Why? Because there's a Din of Prisha. The Torah created an Isur Prisha. That's an Isur unto itself. But it's not an Isur Bias neither, again, unless maybe the Ra'ah holds it is. But if we don't go that road, then it's an Isur unto itself, called an Isur of Vizartem. The Torah says Vizartem. And I'll prove it to you that it's not an Isur Nida. It doesn't engender a Chiv Kares, obviously. He wasn't Baalan neither. So in his mind, he thinks he's going to come in and come out before she's committed difference. What kind of a shogeg is he on a Doraisa level as far as the Isur of Bias Nida? So I think what you have to say, as Gamaliel points out very well, that somehow Vizartem is almost like Zera Shagos V'Torah L'Torah. It's a Siag of the Torah onto Isur Nida. It has a Chal Shev Isur Nida. With a Ptura Om Shev.